高兴来我们的聚会，我觉得安排的十分好。
I'm so happy to be here, seeing the arrangements very well done.
因为你们没有把小孩子分开，还跟还年轻人都在这里。
For you ask all the children to worship you in the beginning.
在刚才看见小孩子在。他 有一种参与在这个崇拜里。
And I see the participation of the children.
其实这个是很好的。
I think this is a great arrangement.
很多时候很多教会从小就把他们完全哦这是他们是大这是成年人。
Many church will divide different age group in different sections.
但是小孩子要从小了他们不单单要学他们要看。
So, for the children, since they grow up young, they need to not only learn, they also need to observe.
他看到成年人跟他们一起来崇拜同一位上帝。
They see the adults worshiping God with them. They are worshiping the same God.
然后当他们长大之后，他顺理成章的就站在这里来唱诗、来敬拜、来做主席、来一起敬拜。
As they grow older, they will learn from the adults, and eventually they will be the leader and presider for the worship.
所以呢，可以继续用这种方式来全家人一同的敬拜。
So you may continue to use this way to involve all as a family.
那当然呢，讲道的人呢，就要注意，要每一个人他都要听得明白。
So it is the burden of the speaker to make sure whatever the person preaches that everyone could comprehend.
这也是非常重要。
And this is also very important.
那我也尽力，希望大家都能够明白我所讲。
And I will try my best so everyone could comprehend what I'm about to speak.
假如今天的主题呢是关于有四个的警醒。
And today I'm going to talk about the four alerts that we need to pay attention to.
假如你刚才留心读这个圣经的时候，你看到有每一个分段都有提到你们要谨慎。
So as we the passage we just read, we know there are four sections. Each section mentioned that we need to be watchful.
比方说第五节这里说，耶稣说你们要谨慎。
For instance, verse 5, Jesus say you need to watch out.
第九节，但你们要谨慎。
And verse 9, you must be on your guard.
第二十三节，你们要谨慎。
And verse 23. You need to be on your guard.
第三十三节又提到你们要谨慎。
And once again, verse 33, Jesus said, "Be on guard."
有没有提到？看到啊，有四次提到谨慎。
So four times Jesus mentioned that we need to be alert.
主耶稣讲几段话的时候，过几天他就要钉十字架了。
After this discourse, Jesus was about to be crucified in just in a few days.
他就要离开这群的门徒，而门徒就要独立的来生活。
So soon Jesus will depart from his disciples, and the disciples they themselves need to be independent.
这种分离之前的一个叮咛，一个祝福。
So this is a reminder and discourse before their departure.
就好像父母要离开孩子之前，他要好好祝福他的孩子，你要谨慎。
Just like the departing message, a parent would say to his or her children that you need to be alert, need to be watchful.
人生的路有好多好多伤害，有好多好多的危险。
Because the path of lifetime, you are going to experience many dangers. You are going to experience many hurt.
这是非常有感情的一种很关心的一种的教导。
And this is a discourse and teaching full of emotion, full of caring.
我们的信仰不是把一套的东西要加给你，你要守住它，不仅仅是这样的。
Our faith is not just to receive a whole bunch of decrees and laws that we need to observe.
他来是对我们有帮助，有提醒，要我们小心，免得我们受到一种的祸害的一种的一种的分。
But rather a help that will help us to assist us to stand firm and prevent us to be hurt.
是为我们的好。
It is for our own benefit.
不是为了一个宗教的一种形式。
It's not for the sake of setting a religious standard.
第一个，我们先来了解一下这四个的谨慎的一个大概的情况。
So let us have to have a big picture about these four warnings.
然后我们就了解其中的教训。
Then we, in turn, we will understand their teachings.
第一个谨慎呢，就是你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
So the first thing we need to be on our guard is that we need to be careful so we won't be deceived.
将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督。
So someone in the future they will use my name to claim they are Christ.
有假基督会来。
That means they are phonies and a fake Christ.
然后对他们的信仰就有好多的混乱。
Those false Christ will create confusions to people's faith.
所以第一个谨慎就是要他们谨慎那些假的东西。
So the first thing we need to be on our guard is that we need to be alert of those who are false.
混乱他们的信仰的那种假的东西。
Some of the false teaching that will confuse our mind.
那第二个谨慎呢？
So the second thing need to be on guard.
就是要他们就说，他们有一天呢，要为他们的信仰的缘故呢，被带到官府里面去。
That is, a people you one day will be arrested and brought.Bring forth before the government officials.
那当时的政府要逼迫他们。
So the government at the time they create oppression on them.
但是在这个谨慎的后面呢，加上一句。
However, right after be on guard, Jesus added another word.
就说无论那个逼迫怎么样，那个迫害怎么样，最重要的一件事情就是要把福音传到外面去。
That is.Regardless how great distress you're going to face, remember you need to spread the gospel through to the end of the earth.
就好像第十节讲的。
Just like verse 10.
然而福音必须先传给万民。
And the gospel must first preach to all nations.
那第三个谨慎呢？
And the third thing need to be on guard.
提醒他们呢，要预先要记住耶稣所讲的话。
That is, they need to remember what Jesus had taught.
23节说，你们要谨慎，看那凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
Verse 23, so be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time.
要提醒那些门徒要重视要记得不要忘记所听过的那些教训。
That is to remind the disciples they must remember and stay put of all the teachings Jesus has told them before.
然后呢第四个谨慎呢
And fourth thing to be on guard
就提醒他们
That is to remind them
有一天上帝要回来
That one day God is coming back
耶稣基督要回来
That Jesus is coming back
那个时候我们要交账
At the time we need to be accountable
所以这是提醒门徒还有当时的人听见的人要不要放松你自己的生活
That is make sureWe don't relax about our life.
因为你的人生是有任务的。
Because we do have a task to do for our life.
我们需要向神交账。
Because at the end, we need to be accountable to God.
这是四个谨慎。
There are the four things we need to be on guard in the teaching.
很难记得住的。
Though it's hard to remember.
我们先来每一个来看看啊。
So let's go back and go through each one of those.
第一个谨慎呢，就是要他们谨慎小心那些假的基督。
So the first thing Jesus asked them to watch out is that they need to know the false Christ.
为什么当时会有假基
督？ Why there are false Christ coming up?
因为当时的犹太人呢、啊，是被罗马政权统治。
For at the time, people were ruled by Roman regime.
所以呢，当时呢，罗马这个犹太人呢，就一直的认为神会派基督，就是弥赛亚来救他们的。
So the Israelites keep on thinking that God will send a savior, that is Messiah, come to them to save them.
所以当主耶稣来的时候，他们就以为主耶稣要救他们脱离罗马。
And therefore, when Jesus came, they think Jesus is the one who is going to save them.
结果不是。
And it turns out not to be.
原来耶稣基督来不是救他们脱离罗马人的政。
They realized the coming of Jesus, his purpose wasn't to save them from the hands of Romans.
耶稣来原来是叫救他们脱离罪的权势。
And Jesus came to save them and deliver them out of the control of sin.
不是罗马人的政府。
Not the regime of Roman.
来是罪的权势。
But rather the power of sin.
耶稣要瓦解的不是罗马人的政府。
What Jesus is trying to crush is not the government of Roman.
耶稣要瓦解的是罪的权势。
But rather he is here to destroy the authority of sin.
但是这个跟当时的犹太人的想法是完全不同。
However, his doing is opposite from the Israelites in whatever in Israelites' mind.
所以当耶稣钉死在十字架上的时候
，And therefore, when Jesus was crucified on the cross,
那些人就好失望了。
So it brought forth a great disappointment to Israelites.
所以后来呢，就有好多假基督出来。
And therefore, many false teachers and Christ came along.
说我来是拯救你们脱离罗马人的政权的。
And they start to claim, I'm the one who is going to deliver you.From the hands of Roman.
其实这种情况呢，就把那种犹太人呢，就带到非常大的一种祸害之中。
And such a teaching bring the Israelites into a great destruction.
因为罗马人要维护他的政权。
For Romans trying to keep their power.
他是无所不用其极的打击当时的那些犹太人。
And Romans will use all sorts of means in order to destroy all any type of opposition.
所以当时之后七十年，那个耶路撒冷那个圣殿就完全被罗马人的将军夷平了。
And therefore, 70 AD, the entire city of Jerusalem and the Holy Temple was completely destroyed by the Roman soldiers.
其实每个政权都是这样。
And actually, it is true to all governments.
他统治一个群众了，一定是无所不用其极的打击，让那些人不敢来造反。
In order to rule the people, the government will use all sorts of power and authority to suppress the opposition. So I won't address any more about this.
那耶稣要提醒他。
So Jesus here is here to remind them.
当这些事发生的时候。
When those things are about to appear,
你怎么来面对这种情况？
How are you going to deal with it when you see those things happening?
你怎么来面对这些假的事情？
How are you going to deal with those false teachers?
你怎么来面对当时政权压迫犹太人的那时候所受的连累呢？
And how are you going to face the opposition and oppression from the government authorities?
所以他们叫谨慎。
And therefore, Jesus said, "You need to be on guard."
那今天呢
？And how about today?
今天我们对这个圣经，对我们来说有什么提醒
？And how can this message become applicable to our lives today?
今天其实在那个世界上也不断有一些假的东西来带进在我们的思想。
Actually, in our time, we continue to see all sorts of false teaching permeating to our mind.
你必须要清楚基督徒在这个时代的任务是
We need to understand our assignment and responsibility as a Christian in today's world.
我不晓得你知道你今天在这个时代这个地上我们的任务是什么
I wonder, do you know what's our responsibility on the earth this time?
你必须要抓紧这些你才可以避免其他的影响
What should we hold on to firmly in order to avoid all other troubles afterwards?
救恩，耶稣基督在每一个时代中，他要做的一件事情。
There is one mission of salvation from Jesus Christ in different ages.
一要把人从罪恶中救出来。
First, intend to deliver people from their sin.
你的基督徒在现今的时代中，我们一个非常重要的任务，就是把那些在罪恶中被辖制、被苦害家破碎家庭的那些力量来从那些力量中释放出来
Please remember our primary and first mission is to deliver people from the oppression of their sin
这是教会存在的非常重要的部分
And this is one of very important purpose why church exists on the earth
第二
Second
要祝福地上的政权
is to bless the government on this earth.
我们在世界上不是跟这个世界的政权来对抗。
We are not here to create opposition against the people who rule over us.
我们的目的是要祝福这个政权。
Rather, our purpose on this earth is to bless government.
然后，这个圣经的教导是要尊重他。
And according to the scripture teaching, that we need to pay respect to our
government. 为他们祷告。
And we need to pray for our leaders.
当然了，你尊重他们，为他们祷告，他们还是会迫害我们。还是会拒绝。
Nevertheless, whether we pray and bless them, even we pray and bless them, they may still oppress us.
但是我们都守住我们的岗位。
And yet we need to hold on to our responsibility.
用我们的爱心。
Use our love.
用我们的真诚。
Use our sincerity.
用福音。
Use gospel.
来祝福这个国家。
To bless the country we live.
祝福这个国家。
And we bless the country. So that the country may have peace. Then in turn, we bless all the people live in the country.
当然这个祝福是包括我们 像光一样的那种的光照。
So this type of blessing, we use the way as enlightening to the country.
祝福这个国家或者祝福这个政权不是什么都不讲。
So to bless this country is not we just keep silent to ourselves.
也单单祷告。
And we just only pray.
祝福一个政权就是讲真话。
In order to bless an authority is to speak up the truth.
把圣经的真理摆明出来。
To display the truth from the scripture.
最好的化解假的东西就是用真的东西。
The best way to encounter something false
要驱赶黑暗最好是用光
is to express by truth, by light.
所以我觉得教会在这个世界的任务
and therefore the mission of church on this earth
是建立一个属灵的一个新的文化在这个地上
is to cultivate and create a new living spiritual culture on this earth.
我希望弟兄姐妹了解我讲。
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
我们不是参与一个政权 一个国家是不好的。
We are not here to involve with politics, something negative about the politics.
我们也不是同流合污。
We are not here to be in the stream of corruption.
这是为什么好多基督徒、好多的教会都是受迫害的，都是受逼迫的。
And this is the reason why many churches and many Christians, they are oppressed by the government officials.
我只是彼此的劝勉，要谨慎。
I'm here to encourage all of us to be watchful.
不要被那些假的东西影响我们，放弃我们的信仰。
Let us not to be influenced by something false, so that we turn to forsaking our faith.
我们不要被那些坏的东西来影响我们在神面前的信心。
Let us not to be corrupted, influenced by something bad, to corrupt our faith.
守住圣经的话。
We need to keep firm in the word of God.
你记得吗？这个世代啊，好多的政权啊，最多是几百年。
As you can read history, all the authority on this earth can only last a few hundred years.
有好多可能是几十年。
And sometimes just a few decades.
他们都会过去。
All of them will pass away.
是不是啊？你看历史就知道。
Isn't it true? Just read the history.
中国好多好多好的政权也好，不好的政权也好，都会过去。
Many governments and dynasties they passed away in Chinese history.
但是你知道圣经的道、真理、教会是继续长存。
However, the teaching of the scripture is the truth which will perpetuate through ages.
简单来说，基督徒要谨慎的东西，谨慎什么呢？
And therefore, what Christians should be on guard?
要持守正道。
That is to stand firm in the truth.
用真诚的心传扬正道。
To deliver this truth with sincere heart.
不要放弃。
Never give up.
真是最重要。
It's most important is to be in the truth.
要谨慎。
We need to be alert.
不要被假的东西叫我们灰心放弃。
Let us not to be frustrated by something false.
不要被那些假的东西，他们暂时的那一种的风光来影响我们的内心。
Let us not to see the prosperity of something false to influence affect our heart.
唯有真的东西才可以长存。
Only something is true can last.
那教会在地上要谨慎的，就是这一点。
And this is something the church need to be on guard.
再说一次。
Once again,
用真诚的心
，use truthful heart，
传扬真道
，to deliver the truth，
是我们对抗这个世界的假的东西的最好的办法。
Which is the best weapon and the way to deal with counterfeit of the earth.
你知道当时的假基督。
As you know, the false Christ at the time.
为什么他们要出来？
Why there are false Christ coming up at the time?
他们是用世界的那种思维方式，要对抗，要打倒，要等等啊！你知道他们把整个犹太人民族了带到个非常危险、受伤害的一个地步。
Because they came forth and rise people with a type of thinking on the culture of the Jewish mind, and they bring those Israelites into a very dangerous situation.
我没有时间读这个十三章的前面那几节圣经。
I didn't have time to ask you to read the first few verses in chapter 13.
前面那段圣经是讲什么呢？
And what are the first few verses in the chapter?
是讲有一个门徒。
It talked about that there was a disciple.
他看见那个伟大的圣殿。
When he see the glorious temple.
那个是希律王所建造的圣殿。
That was the temple built by King Herod.
那当时耶稣就对那些门徒说。
Then Jesus turned to his disciple and said.
你看见这个伟大的圣殿。
Did you see? Do you see this glorious temple?
那耶稣告诉门徒。
And Jesus continued to say.
将来有一天。
One day in the future,
这个圣殿，这个圣城要完全被毁灭。
This great temple will be completely destroyed.
一块石头不叠在另外一个石头上。
No stone will be able to lay on top and other.
意思说完全被夷平。
Which means the total destruction.
里面的人全部被杀害。
That all people inside will be killed.
所以你看圣经，你就看到耶稣看到这个城的时候，他大声的哀哭。
And Jesus will, when he saw the temple,
他说我巴不得你知道你将来的情况。
And Jesus, I truly hope that you can really see the future.
你看那个路加福音啊。
When you see the Gospel of Luke, then you will understand.
所以其实耶稣是看到这个假基督在当时所造成的一个祸患。
So Jesus foreseeing the trouble the false teachers, false Christ, they are going to bring.
这是好伤心。
And this is truly sad.
好像教会也好，什么人好，都没有办法阻挡这种假的东西所带来的那种祸害。
It seems it is irresistible for the for Christians and the church to resist the coming of false Christ.
我不是赞同罗马人那种的残忍。
I'm not here to condone, to agree with the vicious government culture of Roman.
我不是赞同每一个时代里面那些集权的统治的人所用的手段。
I'm not here to agree those extremist dictators, their regimes.
但是我们必须用正确的方法，用正确的态度来面对这种的情况。
However, we need to have the correct attitude and perspectives to view those governments.
我再说。
Let me repeat it again.
好的政权也好，不好的政权也好，历史告诉我们，他们都会过去。
No matter they are good governments or bad governments, history tells us that they will all pass away.
但是真理、正道必须继续传承。
And however, the truth needs to be proclaimed ages down.
好，这个第一个谨慎。
And this is the first thing we need to be on guard.
用真情传扬正道。
To use sincerity to proclaim.
那第二个谨慎呢
？How about the second thing need to be on guard?
就是当时的政权呢，为了要保守自己的那种地位。
That is the government at the time in order to keep their power in place.
那种的既得利益。
In order to gather all the power they could.
所以他们对教会那种力量也带来一种打击的一种情况。
And therefore they start to oppress and bring big trouble to the churches.
所以呢，当时的使徒，你看《使徒行传》啊，使徒就被抓去。
And therefore it was recorded in Book of Acts, many apostles and disciples, they were arrested.
雅各，使徒雅各是第一个被杀的。
Apostle James is the very first apostle being beheaded.
然后呢，好多的那个门徒，大部分都被杀。
And also many disciples, they were killed.
历世历代的教会里面，所以有人说教会是用殉道的血所建立的。
And so even afterwards, many believers they were killed because of their faith. And therefore, many people say, "Our faith is built on the blood of martyrs."
所以当时耶稣就提醒那门徒：“你被抓的时候，你不要失良，你应该讲些什么。”
And therefore, Jesus remind them that when you are arrested before the government official, please do not think what to say.
圣灵会教导你们讲些什么。
For Holy Spirit is going to inspire you what to say.
不过他后来加上一句。
And however, Jesus also added another word.
无论怎么样
，No matter what.
福音必须先传给万民。
That the gospel must first be preached to all nations.
所以换句话说，耶稣要当时的门徒谨慎些什么呢？
And therefore, what Jesus was asking the disciples to be alert of?
谨慎， 什么是你人生的优先
That is to be alert and understand what is the priority of your life.
他的意思说无论那个逼迫逼害是怎么样
That Jesus is saying here, no matter how great the oppression you are going to face,
你要注意的不是你筹算怎么来应付这种处境。
What you need to pay attention is not how we're going to deal with the hardship.
圣灵会帮助你。
Because Holy Spirit is going to help you.
但是优先要注意的。
And however, the first thing should come to your mind.
是福音必须传开。
That is, the gospel must be preached to all nations.
应用在我们今天。
How can we make this applicable to us?
今天我们在美国了。会有什么政权来拦阻我们来听福音来传福音
Today we live in America. There won't be any government official to prevent us to hear about gospel.
但是你知道吗
And however, do you know?
我们传福音的速度
The speed that we preach the gospel.
我们的传福音的力量
The power and the strength of our preaching.
并没有被在中国大陆政权不准他们有自由传福音的情况，不是我们更好，他们更差。
It's not faster than any of the people who live in mainland China who were oppressed and limited by the freedom of preaching the gospel.
情况刚刚相反。
And it turns out the result is the opposite.
他们在那个压力之下传得更快。
Because under the oppression, the Christians in mainland China, they preach the gospel even faster.
我们呢
How about us?
传得好慢。
We preach the gospel so slow.
所以那个问题不在那个压力。
So the problem is not the matter of oppression.
所以呢，最近呢，在这个听说啊，这个圣经呢不准买了，不准在那个淘宝了什么。要落架了。
So recently, we have heard that Bibles cannot no longer be sold in Alibaba in mainland China.
其实我觉得没关系。
And actually, I think this doesn't matter too much.
这种历史的情况就是你越不准，它越会更加发展。
Because according to history, we realize the more oppression there is, the greater development of gospel will be.
所以一个好多年前了，这个二三十年前。
And therefore, about two, three decades ago,
许牧师教授就讲过这样的话。
There was a pastor Xi. He said something like this.
他是翻译圣经的一个许教授。
And he is a scholar who has done translation work for this Bible.
中国的那些干部们呢、啊，他们不晓得，其实他越压逼，越帮了基督教一个大忙。
And he said that the government officials in mainland China, they didn't know what they were doing. The more oppression they have stress on the Christianity.
就是在压力之下传开的。
The greater the gospel will be outreached to others.
但是问题是我们。
And however, the issue is us.
我们没有压力。
We don't have any pressure.
但是什么拦阻我们传福音呢
？And then what prevent us to preach the gospel?
每个人都每个情况都不同。
We may all have a different type of limitation and reasoning.
你有没有觉得有时候你叫人参加活动啊，参加教会的传福音工作啊，最常听到的是什么字呢？
And haven't you experienced this whenever you try to invite people to come to church or to be part of the church activities?
你常听到的那个就是拦阻。
And the first word, the first excuse you have heard, that will be the barrier.
你最常听到是什么
？What is the word you frequently heard?
我好忙啊
！I'm so busy.
我好忙啊
！I have no time.
忙就是那个拦阻了。
So busyness is the barrier.
有好多的事情抓住我们，拉住我们。
Because there are so many things that will prevent us and hold on to us.
还有另外呢
How about others?
哎呀，我不行啊。
Oh, I'm not able.
哎呀，我不懂啊。
I don't understand.
我没有力量啊。
I don't have power.
不可能。
It's impossible.
这是第二。
That's a second excuse.
这个意识的意识是什么呢？
So what does this mean here?
就除掉这种懒。
So that besides, and you, we need to remove those excuses.
要找出你人生的优先是什么。
We need to, besides those problems, we need to find out the priority of our life.
这里说，但福音必须先全给万邦。
That it mentioned that the gospel must first be preached to all nations.
啊，我希望我们的教会能够找到这个事，成为我们的优先。
I hope this church can find out and make this to become the priority of our being.
你知道了，小生在福音工作上要有好的懒。
As you know, CCHC faced many obstacles in our work.
但是我立志，不让那些懒惰。
However, I have set my mind that do not allow those obstacles
来留住我。
To hold us back.
所以呢，你看角色的指向。
And therefore, what have you observed that CCHC continue to march forward?
我最大的拦阻是什么？
And what is my greatest obstacle?
是胆怯。
It's fear.
就说，哎呀，你再走，再近身一点，你会难以自拔。
And thinking the deeper I go, the harder I'm able to pull myself out of the trouble. Oh, perhaps I shouldn't get into it.
反正很多人都在劝我，拉姆斯量力而为，不要太勉强。
So many people try to advise me, say, Pastor Low, just do the best you can. Try not to overexert yourself.
我们都有不同的懒。
We all have different type of
difficulties.
And however, we need to be on guard.
不要被那些难处所阻挡。
Not to let those difficulties and obstacles to hinder us.
继续向前。
Rather, we need to continue to march forward.
福音必须先传给万邦。
The gospel must first be preached to all nations.
第三个谨慎是什么呢？
And the third thing need to be on guard.
这里说，凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
It mentioned here that Jesus said that all things I have already told you.
预先告诉他们。
Jesus had already told.
现在提醒他们。
And now Jesus is making a reminder.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
我预先告诉你们的东西。
What I have already told you.
那耶稣当时预先告诉他们什么呢？
Then what Jesus had told them before.
其实这段圣经很特别。
And actually, this passage is very peculiar.
前面呢，是因为有门徒问耶稣一个问题，然后耶稣回答这个问题。
The opening of the chapter is first, there were disciples ask Jesus a question. Then Jesus tried to reply.
然后到后面呢？
And however, towards the end,
耶稣已经离开了。门徒问的那个问题
，Jesus already depart from the answer of the disciples were trying to.
然后告诉门徒更远的一些事情。
Then Jesus lead them to see something even further down the road.
就是主耶稣基督有一天他离开世界，但是要再回来的那件事。
That is Jesus one day will depart from the earth. However, he will be back.
所以你看那个二十三节之后，你就会看到。
And therefore, you will see the description from verse 23 and on.
耶稣是讲到他第二次再来的时候所发生的什么事。
Jesus described the condition before his second coming.
他说耶稣第二次再来的时候，有些事情会发生。
Jesus described what will happen on the day of his second coming. He said the sun will be darkened. And the moon will not give its light. 就是耶稣再来，就是这种现象。And this is the phenomenon of Jesus' second coming. I do not know science. However, it is for you who have interest to do some more investigation on this. And some people say there are black spots in the sun, it will start to expand. And so the sun will be darkened. So it's for you to study. And however, the second description is very clear. It's something we all know. He said the time of the fig tree starts to have its tender shoot. Then you know the summer is coming. And what does it mean, the fig tree? What does the fig tree mean? Because the fig tree represents Israelite. And when its twigs get tender, what does that mean? It's talking about the rebirth of the nation of Israelite. Do you know April 19 of this this year represents? April 19th of this year, just passed. That is Israel reclaimed the land and declared independence 70th anniversary. Actually, we do have a video here to show you. And this is a truly astounding celebration. Why don't we take a look at this celebration, and we also can take a break here. Again, reclaim its land to declare independence. So I will give a brief description of the history. So they are here to celebrate their 70th birthday as a nation. There were adults and teenagers and children. So they show colors to people who dance in this celebration. If we understand Israelites' history, we can appreciate why they are so happy in the celebration. Before 1948, all the Israelites, they were scattered in all the places on this earth without a country. Under the regime of Hitler, 4 million Jews were killed. And they are the elect of God. And yet, God gave them promise that one day they are going to return. And now it became alive right before our eyes. Victory once again has its twigs getting tender. It is difficult. Can you imagine a nation has been destroyed for 2,500 years? And in what conditions need to be set in order to re-establish the nation? Could you imagine? The first thing. That you need to keep the bloodline of the Jews in this 2,500 years. Without the bloodline, there is impossible to have people gather back together. You know, as many countries in this world, many nations, once they were destroyed, they are gone from the culture. Just imagine as mine, Manchu background of the Qing dynasty. They were being assimilated by the Han. They no longer have it their own ethnic. And yet God kept Jews for 2,500 years. And second, if you don't have land, how can you build a country with no land? Think about who ruled over the land of Palestine. It was Great Britain. At the time, Great Britain was a big landlord of the world. For all the good land like the land of Israel today, there's no way for Great Britain to release it. And yet, Great Britain let it go. For at the time, the entire land was desolate. In order to keep the land, you need to send a lot of military powers to guard it. In addition, there are many pressures from the United Nations and force Great Britain to let the land go. Because there is no benefit by keeping the land. And yet, it was amazing. What amazing is, a nation, even though you do have the land, and how can you how can you keep yourself alive? How can you survive? And yet, you know that Israel is very powerful today. One powerful area of Israel is its agriculture. That they won't waste any drop of water. So the agriculture of China today, they learn from Israel. And therefore, when Israelites return to this desolate land, it's truly like God opened a way and gave them spring in the desolate desert. I don't have time to go further on this. However, nevertheless, once you observe what is happening today, then we are reminded of what Jesus has told us before. We need to be on guard. The rebirth of the Israelites has been mentioned over and over again in the scripture. And now truly become alive right before our life, in our lifetime. And what is saying in the scripture? When this happened, when its twigs get tender, we need to be watchful. We need to be reminded, not forget, that the Son of Man is coming. May God help us. We need to be on guard. Let us not forget. The best way not to be forgetful is Nowadays, in order to, for us not to be forgetful, is to put alarm in our cell phone. But even for the alarm, we need to be very careful. And sometimes we mixed up AM and PM when we set up alarm. And make sure we turn on the sound too. And therefore, we need to be on guard in order not to forget something. Do you know what's the best way for us not to be forgetful? That is, we should put into action. We continue to prepare ourselves to act. That's the best way to be on guard. And fourthly, and it's similar, which is similar. The fourth one is to remind us not to relax. For the second coming of Jesus is like the owner or the manager is coming back, and we need to be accountable. And therefore, there are many parables talk about the manager or the owner is coming back. There are also about 10 virgins. There are so many parables like that. So the fourth one that we need to stay alert. We need to be ready so we can be accountable. Do you still remember the parable of 10 virgins? There were 10 virgins. They were all very similar in many areas. And however, there were 5. They were prepared, not only prepared their lamp, they also prepared the oil. And also the other 5, they also prepared lamb and the oil. However, the difference is those 5, they prepared sufficient oil, and the other 5, they did not. And actually, they are all the teachings Jesus foretold in the scripture. Also, the parable of talents. They are all here to remind us that Jesus is coming back. Let us not to relax. And some people will use the entire sermon to talk about preparation. And however, the main thing is to be alert, be on guard. Today, I want to stress on the theme of be on guard. Whatever on your hand, we need to be alert and watchful. Because one day we are going to be accountable. I don't know how many people have this concept. That one day we are going to count what we have done. And for this is not ours. But rather we need to manage it well, we need to exercise them. For one day, they all need to be recorded and be accountable of what we have done with the resource we have. And we need to be on guard. Let us not treat them as stories. Let us not treat them as some teachings only. But rather, we need to be reminded this is something Jesus foretold. I have seen many blessed brothers and sisters. They all have this concept well recited in their mind. It's hard for me to forget one thing. It's hard for me to forget, not to forget a person, the person who had been in the CCHC organization for many years, and he assists the organization for many to help out many financial troubles we have. And now he's doing his business very well. He also helped out the agriculture in Mongolia, in China, to plant in order to work out as a way to prevent the sandstorm. And he has done well in his job. One day he came to Los Angeles from Hong Kong. He was here to take some industrial management course. And I say to him, well, once if you came from West Coast, why don't you also travel to East Coast to pay us a visit? And he said yes. So he agreed to come to East Coast to visit us. And then he wrote an email to me. He said, when you come and pick me up from the airport, please also bring a coat. Because that was the time in November, the temperature in Southern California is quite different from New York. He said, could you prepare a coat for me? And however, I'm a little bit taller than him. I'm a little bit bigger than him. And I know it won't be fitting. My jacket won't be fitting for him. And however, I was touched. For this person is very rich. But he won't spend money for himself. Rather, he used his money for the sake of gospel. And actually, through him, I was reminded by another person. It's someone who I don't know. This is a person I know from a book, who is also very rich. One day, he saw his friend about to leave from his house. A very gorgeous car just passed by before his house. And the person uttered, said, wow, this is a truly beautiful car. Then his friends say to him, he said, well, by your wealth, you can purchase such car for many of such cars. Why do you envy those people? And the person replied a very important word. He said, you're wrong. Even though I do have much money. And however, the money, they don't belong to me. It belongs to God. I'm merely a manager. I'm merely a manager. I think this is a truly correct attitude. Our money, our talent, our ability, our wisdom, They don't belong to us. We are merely a manager. Perhaps God can give you 5 talents or 2 talents or give you 1 talent. That one day we need to make this accountable to God. And this is what it means here. We need to be on guard. When fig trees start to shoot, then we know the summer is near. And that's a time we need to make account to the owner. And therefore, before Jesus departed from the earth, he gave us 4 things to be on guard. What is he trying to remind us? Let us remember them again. That is to encounter counterfeit with the truth. To use sincere heart to preach the gospel, the truth. That is the first point. Secondly, we may face many oppression and troubles. That we all face different difficulties. And however, we stand firm and face the challenge with faith. The most important thing is, first, let the gospel be preached to all nations. Thirdly, do not forget what I have told you before. Use action to respond and prepare. And also prepare. Do not relax. That all the grace and talent were given by our God. I wonder whether you have imagined the picture that one day we're going to see our Lord. What picture is going to be like? I never thought about this. Why? For I have a so insignificant mind that it's not able for me to imagine. Because no matter what I think, it's going to be wrong. Just like a baby still in mother's womb, no matter what people say to the baby, he or she won't understand. No matter what others tell the baby how beautiful the world is, the baby won't be able to understand. And however, the Bible tells us explicitly that one day we need to be accountable. And this is something we know. And what will be the greatest shame we may have? That we have all the talents, so many talents. We have many resources. We bury them on the ground. That will be the greatest shame. And sadly, many people are like that. They waste all the grace. And may Lord help us. Four things to be on guard. It's very hard to remember. May you go back home and reread the passage in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, in order to seize the themes of 4 things on guard. That's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we come before you. We thank you before you depart from this world. You reminded several things to your disciples and apostles. And Lord, when you warn us and remind us to be on guard, and Lord, we know for you care for your disciples. For you care for people on this earth. And Lord, for we hope these four things to be on guard will be a great blessing for us. For this is what we believe. And Lord, may you help us so that we can keep your teaching in order to live on this earth. So that when one day when we see you, that we can stand firmly. And Lord, may you help us. Please listen to our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.